Good morning, everyone. So, just to present part of our work at K-State, previous research has shown that the lower yield in Kansas is mostly due to suboptimal management strategies rather than genetic potential. So for this reason, we decided to develop a project where we can look at a broad range of management practices and their impact on yield and also on the uptake and partitioning of the nutrients throughout the growing season. Just so you understand how we are designing those treatments and the management practices that we have been adopting. So basically, we are comparing two extreme management practices. So we have the farmer's practice, or the standard management. It's what the farmers have been doing so far. So the end rate is calculated for the yield goal of 5 megagrams per hectare. And comparing to intensive management, or a kitchen sink that I will explain to you soon. And the end rate here is calculated for the yield goal of 8 megagrams per hectare. Other treatments that we are looking are also plant density, application of nitrogen or sulfur or chloride, also fungicides and growth regulators. So those treatments, they were selected based on a literature review that we conducted in the common practices of farmers in the region. And basically what we are doing here for this treatment design, so let's say our farmer's practice in here would be our standard control in the intensive, or kitchen sink is our intensive control. So basically what we are doing is that we are looking at the addition of each treatment factor at a time. So we have the addition, the plant density, looking at the addition of that plant density to the standard control or to the farmer's practice, and then looking at the addition of nitrogen or sulfur or chloride, addition of the fungicide, so it's one of those treatments at a time, in addition of the plant growth regulator. And the sum of all these treatments is what makes our kitchen sink. And so in the intensive management, or that kitchen sink, basically, so you have the sum of all those, and then we are looking at when you remove those treatments from the intensive or from that kitchen sink treatment, to see if they differ in effects under the standard or intensive, and also the individual effects of each treatment under those management. So you're looking at the individual also. So when you average all those treatments under standard and under intensive management, you can see here a yield increase of almost about 2 megagrams per hectare from the standard to the intensive management. And you can also see a total in uptake increase at maturity. So about 80 kilos per hectare from that standard to intensive. So this intensive management is increasing yield as well as total in uptake at maturity. Another way that you can look at this data is by the nutrient uptake and partitioning throughout the growing season. I'm sure you're very familiar with those nutrient uptake curves for corn and for soybean, not much for wheat because it is much harder to partition wheat, I swear. And so here, the graph on your left side is the total N uptake at the standard management, and on the right side, it's the total N uptake at intensive. So each color representing a plant component, and here we have collected biomass at 5 different growth stages throughout the growing season, which is represented by the growing degree days. So first, just to emphasize this number in blue, so you can see here in both management, about 85% of the total nitrogen at maturity was already being taken up at anthesis. And second, you can see the other numbers in percent, so you have 26, 18, and 56% of the total N accumulating in the grain at maturity. And so, if you are very interested in this crop physiology and the detailed examination of nitrogen uptake and partitioning, oh yeah, so that's just the total uptake increase. This is the poster that you should be looking for, because my final message in here is that this intensive management is showing an increase in total N uptake, but it's not showing difference in partitioning, and that's for nitrogen.
If you want to know more about the other nutrients that we are also evaluating, my poster is 417, and I'll be happy to answer any questions for you later. Thank you.